we say in Agadah, Vayisham legoy gadol, melamed shayu yisraim tzoyanim sham. This teaches us that the Jews were specified there, meaning they were gathered in one city, they weren't scattered. Vayisham legoy means they were recognized as their own nation. Kol roehem yakiru kem zera berach Hashem, the Yechezkel says. Everyone who sees them recognizes that they're the seed that God blessed. So they were recognized, they were different. That's one pshat, Vayisham legoy gadol. And the Ritva writes, this is a gift that God gave us, that we were able to be united, that the Jews weren't scattered when they were in Mitzrayim. They were in their own ghetto, but that was a blessing, the fact that they were together. So that's Vayisham legoy gadol. They were their own great nation, meaning even though they were within the Egyptians, they were united, they were their own, they were Mitzuyanim. They were recognized as their own. Like a tziyun, like a marker. They were recognized as their own. Atzum, they were mighty. Kmo shneema, like the Pasuk says, Uvnei Yisrael paru v'yishutzu v'yirbu v'yatzmu b'mod meod. They multiplied and they became very powerful. So, v'timalei ha'otzotam, the land became filled with them. So, they were very fruitful and they had many together and they became a great nation. V'yatzmu. And they became very, very powerful. They had tremendous numbers, and they were very powerful. So here we have what? Shatzu vayorbu vayatzmu bimod meod. And Chazal say that each woman gave birth to six kids at a time. That's the six blessings we see in the pasuk. It says varav, they were great. Kmo shneema, like the pasuk says, revava ketzemach hasadeh netatich. I made you grow like a plant in the field. So Chazal tell us that they'd give birth out in the fields, and Hashem would make the children absorbed into the earth, and angels would come and bring them up, and then they'd grow to the thousands like the plants of the field. Just like you have grasses growing all over the field, so do you have Jews flourishing out in the wilderness. And that's revava, like revavot. Revava could also mean 10,000. I gave you tens of thousands, ketzemach hasadeh, like the plants out in the field. So you had tens of thousands of kids being brought out by angels outside in the field, so the Egyptians wouldn't throw them into the Nile. Vatirbi, which, I mean, it makes sense. If they were murdering all the firstborns, so how did you have so many Jews coming out of Mitzrayim? So Chazal say, there was a way. They went out and they gave birth out in the field, and out in the field, Hashem sent angels that took care of them. We'll get to that in a second. Vatirbi, so you became many. Vatigdali, you became a great nation. Vatavoy ba'di, you came with a beautiful ornament. Adaim, like many beautiful ornaments. Adi is like an ornament. Shadaim nachonu, you developed like a young woman. Your chest developed like a young woman, meaning you were prepared for marriage. Usarech tzimeach, long, and that's also you matured. Ve'at erom ve'riya, but nonetheless, you weren't yet ready for marriage because you weren't dressed. Wherever you weren't dressed, and so over here, the Navi is indicating that the Jewish people were lacking something basic. They had matured naturally, but they still lacked the covering. That va'evor alayich, Hashem says, I passed over you, va'arech mevoseset bedamayich, I saw you wallowing in your blood, v'om alach, and I declared over you, huh? So that's a reference to the time that the Navi is describing the Jewish people were a baby, like a baby in the field, that no one was taking care of it after childbirth, and it was rolling around in its blood. Va'omalach, so I declared about you, b'damai chayi, you live in your blood, va'omalach, and I declared about you, b'damai chayi, you live in your blood. Our sages say, those are the blood of the Mila and the blood of the Korban Pesach, that was what gave us life, that Hashem took out of Mitzrayim, those two merits. That's why we say this pasuk at a bris Mila also. Yeah? Vayareu otanu ha-mitzrim. Have the external things, the clothing. And so too the Jewish people, they grew as a nation. Physically, you had 2 million Jews, but they didn't have that external commandment of the mitzvot, of how to, just like a human being, he grows, is he ready for marriage? No, he still has to, physically, she might have matured, but she still needs clothing, she still needs to know how to refine herself to be a mature young woman. So that's what he's saying, you were still naked, you still didn't learn how to be a mature and well-behaved person. So do the Jewish people. Physically, yeah, we grew. We numbered great numbers in Mitzrayim. But we didn't have the mitzvos. We hadn't matured spiritually. We hadn't matured the way we should have so that we could go out of Mitzrayim. We couldn't go out to Har Sinai to get married with Hashem. Just like this girl that grew, but she wasn't yet ready for marriage because she didn't know how to behave. She didn't know how to get dressed. Yeah, physically she matured, but it takes more than that. So to the Jewish people, physically they were great in numbers, but it takes more than that. We needed the mitzvos. So Hashem said, I'll give you the mitzvos, the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of the Milah. Then we could start talking about you coming out of Mitzrayim and going to